Hello, I'm Sam, and this is Pilgrim Pit Stop. It's a podcast about following Jesus through life's highs and lows. And there's a new episode every other Friday. So I would really love it if you hit subscribe and tell your friends about it as well, if you enjoy what you hear. Here's a little clip of what's coming up today.
Like I said, I didn't know it was a prank movie. It was interesting. She had me fooled. She's a good actress. We gotta give her props.
All right, let's go. Hello and Happy New Year, 2021. It can't be much worse than 2020, can it? Let's be honest. So here's hoping for a good year. I'm excited to be recording more episodes of this podcast, and I am excited that you are here. I really appreciate you listening. I really appreciate you going on this journey with me. I think and hope that the podcast has come along quite a way since I started just under a year ago, and I'm excited to keep on developing it and always welcome your feedback, your reviews. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts in particular, I think a quarter of my listeners are on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review really, really easily, and that makes a big difference. So but to all of you, wherever you're listening, I'm excited to have you here and excited that you're going to hear this conversation that I recorded back in, when was it, 13th of November 2020. And it's a conversation with Janice Jones. Now, if you've seen Borat's subsequent movie film, you'll know exactly who Janice Jones is. If you haven't seen that film, you may also have heard of her. She made the news towards the end of 2020 because she was featured in this prank film, this mockumentary, Borat, subsequent movie film. Without really knowing it, she thought she was making a completely different documentary, but it turns out she was being filmed and really pranked by Sacha Baron Cohen in character as Borat. But people responded to her appearance in the film in a very positive way. A lot of people were commenting online about how Janice had restored their faith in humanity. And as you'll hear in this interview, there was really an outpouring of support for her and the way that she handled herself throughout quite a strange ordeal. You know, she's introduced to Borat's daughter, and Borat's daughter's on a ball and chain. And, you know, there's things like that, you know, trying to kind of provoke. But all the way through the film, Janice just handles herself brilliantly and handles the situation incredibly compassionately. And I really think that's what people were responding to. So, yeah, this is a conversation I had with Janice about that film and what, you know, the last month had been like for her, because when I recorded this, you know, the film had just come out. And also how her faith has guided her and influenced her and led her throughout her life. Now, it's a fairly short conversation, this. Janice, I'm very grateful for the time she was able to give me, but she didn't have a huge amount of time. And there's a fair bit of background noise as well in this interview. So apologies for that, but I hope you enjoy this conversation with Janice Jones. Thank you.
I hate these things. I have a hard time getting in my ear. He laughing at me.
No, they're annoying, aren't they? They're kind of not very comfortable at all.
Okay, okay. All right, Sam, how you doing?
You're on. Oh, awesome. Yeah. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm just fine. Just fine. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Excited to be talking to you right now, to be honest. So, yeah, to be honest, I'd love to start by just hearing how your last month has been, because I imagine it's been quite a strange month in many ways for you.
It has, mainly just from the Instagrams and the comments, a lot of good comments. And I had a few people want to take a picture with me and couple autographs like that, but doing a lot of interviews.
Yeah. You're a local celebrity, presumably, now. Everyone must know who you are.
I just that's hard for me to, you know, process.
Yeah.
It is.
So tell me, how did you first get involved in the Borat film? How did it all work out?
It just started with, I believe it was three ladies who stopped by the church. We're looking for a black grandmother type. And none of them were chosen. The finance secretary called me and told me I need to get down there and try this out. So I did. And I ended up getting chosen to play the documentary for this little girl, which I thought was a little girl anyway. And we all met in Guthrie. They did take two other ladies outside of myself, but they did send them back home and kept me in Guthrie. And that's where the film started. The film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so that's where I started.
When you were introduced to two people, you were introduced to them as Borat and his daughter, Cheetah. What was your first impression when that was all happening?
You don't want to know my first impression.
I do.
I can't say the, how can I put this without using words? I thought this was a crazy situation here. I thought that the girl really needed some help, some guidance, because what my understanding, what he wanted her to do was outrageous.
Yeah.
And the way she came in was outrageous. Yeah. So it was interesting for me, because I thought I was finna speak to and try to help a young lady to know in the real world, women, girls can write, we can read, and we can drive. So, you know, she had me believing, you know, in all that. So she's, yeah, that's how it started.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. I mean, just watching those scenes with you and her are just amazing to watch, because your compassion really comes through. And, yeah, I mean, I think so many people who are in these kind of prank films get caught up in it and say the wrong things. Your goodness shines out of it. And I think it's been a real inspiration to a lot of people. And I think that's why the response has been so positive to your role in it.
Yes, and I'm really surprised about that. Like I said, I didn't know it was a prank movie. I was just being myself. What I thought, I was just trying to tell her, you know, how life is in America. And it's totally different than what I thought she lived.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was interesting. She had me fooled. She said she's a good actress. We got to give her props. Yeah. Because she had me fooled.
When did you first find out that you were actually in this new Borat film?
I found out actually the Thursday before it came out. My little cousin was strolling through, I guess, Facebook, and he asked me, did I know this man? I'm like, oh yes, that's that old crazy old man. And he said, cousin, is that you? I said, yeah. He said, well, this is coming out tomorrow. I said, really? He said, yeah, be on Prime, Amazon Prime. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I don't have Amazon Prime. So I said, I just have to wait to see until I get to somebody's house who had Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
So it was about a week afterwards before I got to see it.
Yeah. Wow. And what was your response when you watched the film all the way through?
It was comical. And some of the people, I was kind of surprised how they responded to the situation they brought to them, like the baby. And if I was a doctor, you know, it's not okay. But the Jewish ladies, they were very sincere. I remember that. And it just brought out the character of real people. Mm. The little two country boys. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the response, like I said, to your role in this film has been absolutely incredible. And a lot of people online have been saying things like, this has restored my faith in humanity.
Yes.
You know, your pastor said a really nice thing where he said, our motto is to reflect Jesus in all we do. And Janice, she was a light shining in a dark movie. And he set up a fundraiser.
Yes, he did. That's
on like 180,000 now. And Sacha Baron Cohen himself has donated 100,000 to your church. I mean, what's your response to that response? Is that kind of incredible for you?
Yes, it was incredible, and it's very thankful for it, because we can use that and we can do a lot with it for the community.
Mm.
You know, there's people, as I understand, still without electricity. We fed a retirement home. We do an ice storm. We fed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then we donated also, to my knowledge, $500 to another church who wants to do a Thanksgiving dinner for the homeless and veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave them $500 of that. So it's working out. It's going all out for good causes.
I'd be fascinated, Janice, just to hear a bit more about your story, to be honest. I mean, has faith been a part of your life from childhood, you know, all the way back?
I'll say this. I always have been in church. My faith really began when after I had my son.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got stronger into the Lord. But I always knew the Lord and I always prayed. But as you get older, as I got older, I just appreciate my upbringing, and that my mom, that's how she led us. Even though my father didn't go to church, she went, you know. And back in the day, you had Sunday school, BTU, church, and night service. And towards the end, my father even joined church at least 3 years before he passed away. So that was a good thing, very good thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
And would you say that faith has directed your life ever since?
Yes, it always has. Everything happens for a reason, even though we don't understand it and we question it. Even though we shouldn't, but who don't, you know, actually question why is this happening. But it all pans out in the end with some kind of reason. I believe if you just keep the faith, it'll all work out. Maybe not the way you want it, but the way God wants it. So you got to go wherever he says you got to go and do whatever he says you do. And that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
So I won't, yeah.
Yeah.
We've brought up, yeah.
I was having a look at your church online, and Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, isn't it? And I was just really blown away by the kind of community feeling. I went on the Facebook page, and there are lots of Facebook posts about kind of people who had birthdays or anniversaries, and everyone in the congregation was like commenting and liking and putting love hearts and things. And I just think,
yes,
such a powerful thing, isn't it, being part of a church and being part of that.
It is. And it's even better when you know each other and your pastor know who you are. To me, that's important. If we do have a situation, we can go to him, or we can go to one of our deacons and get whatever issue need to be resolved if there's an issue. So, yeah, we got a pretty good network going on.
How has the church adapted to kind of doing stuff through the pandemic?
It's dealing with it okay. We have been back in service about two months now. But he always encouraged anyone 65 and older, just stay home. And if you're not 65 and just don't want to come, just watch us online. And that's how it's been. And I'm the president of the IHRSA board, so I have to be there. I won't say have to be. That's my point. That's my job, to be there, to IHRSA. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you. What's next? What's next on the horizon for you? You've been cast in a film? Is that right?
That's what I heard. Yes, I have been.
Come on. Awesome.
Yeah, I have been. I don't know much about it. All I know that my part is going to be an angel. So we'll just have to wait to see, because I have no idea.
Did they get in touch with you? Had they seen the film and just thought, you know, Janice is the lady for this role?
I guess so. I mean, who would have thought? I had such a small part in it that I wasn't even expecting nothing to go further than that. I figured that was it. Started looking for a job so I could keep going. But now it's like I'm not a star, but it's helping me. It's getting me known. So, like I say, I'm not a star, you know, I'm not no big wig, nothing like that. So I'm just Janice. So if they can accept me in that picture as Janice, we good. So I don't know what I'm supposed to be saying to God, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, bless you. I'm excited for what's next for you. I think it's an amazing thing that's happened, and God's clearly got a bit of an adventure, so.
It is. I mean, who would have thought, you know, 62-year-old woman getting this notary right now in her lifetime. So this is God is like, this is my time to shine. So I'm going to shine as long as he wants me to shine.
Well, you're shining. Bless you. Bless you, Janice. Thanks so much for your time.
Bless
really
you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
There we go. That was my conversation with the wonderful, hilarious, brilliant Janice Jones. Thank you, Janice, for your time. I loved chatting to you. So there we have it, the first episode of 2021. Like I say, do leave a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, and you know, do share this podcast around. I would love for more people to listen. And really the best way for that to happen is through word of mouth. And I know that's a bit of a cliche, but it's also really true. So if there's a friend that you have who you think might appreciate these conversations and me kind of rabbiting on about faith and various other stuff, do share it with them. You know, that would be awesome. Also, if you want to support the podcast even further, there's a link in the description where you can buy me a coffee. And it's just a really simple, fun way for you to show your support for this pod. Yeah, there we have it. Thanks, as always, to the masterful Johnny Davies for creating the theme music, and the ludicrously talented Thomas Thorogood for creating the jingles. I'll speak to you in 2 weeks' time for another episode of Pilgrim Pit Stop, but until then, God bless you, stay safe, and enjoy the first few weeks of the new year. Bye-bye.